You should think of a ratio. The numerator is the return, and the denominator, that the bottom number, is the cost. And what we're seeing is the cost is dropping. And I often talk about security being the cost to break something is a pretty good proxy for it. Privacy is a good proxy for that, is what's the cost to get information on someone. And when you combine the ready availability and low cost of getting data on people with the footprint that you can get, not just with the employees of a company, but those outside of the protection scheme, even the education or the anti-phishing solutions, and then you combine the publicly available data from things like social media, it simply makes sense to develop a large pool of compromised identities and their associated assets that you can use, not even just in the classic business supply sense, but in the trust relationships that the people of your enterprise have or your organization with those outside of it. So family and friends, in addition to business partners or literal suppliers. And so I would say one of the big developments we've seen over the course of several years, getting that cheaper access, that erosion of public privacy, when combined with the ready availability of data and globalization, means you should expect more of these to be coming from outside. And the persistence is there, because the CISO of a given organization can't protect those identities that are outside of its domain.